Also this past week, we saw an internal war launch at Fox News. Oh, it was quite the spectacle. Let's go back to a couple of these battles that broke out. Let's start with Fox and Fiends. I mean, Fox and Friends. Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade butting heads on COVID-19.
So now they're going to start with the mask mandate. You know it's going to come to New York, every liberal city near you. Even though you got the shot, even though you can prove that you're vaccinated, if they even asked, we thought that was going to be the debate. Now they're going to say the vaccine must not be effective because now they want you to wear a mask everywhere. Because there might be somebody, according to Anthony Fauci, immunocompromised around you. So you should alter your lifestyle, especially if you're 6 or 7 years old. Put a mask on. Fantastic.
It sounds like it's for the unvaccinated. It's for the people who have not... Right. We were just talking to John Tapper. He said, look, he was out in Mount Rushmore. Thousands of people, nobody was wearing a mask. Remember, the rule is if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear the mask. But if you have not been vaccinated, you need to wear a mask.
It depends on where you live. In LA County, everyone has a suggestion.
And so there are a lot of people who see, hey, I don't have to wear a mask because that person
Guess
is wearing
what?
A mask. There are a lot of people faking it.
But listen, if you didn't get a vaccination, that's your choice. Right. And if you did, like I did and they did and maybe you did, then you should not wear a mask. And if you didn't, if you want to go cliff diving this weekend, you don't have to check with me. It seems a little dangerous, but I'm not going to judge you. And if you go ahead and put yourself in danger, if you feel as though this is not something for you, don't do it. But don't affect my life.
99% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated.
That's their choice.
They don't want to die. The administration and the government is saying, we need the mask mandate to protect the unvaccinated.
That's not their job. It's not their job to protect anybody.
Well, they're pushing. If you read any of the social media, they're pushing get vaccinated. Do the right thing. Get vaccinated. Save other people's lives.
Now, I hope you're sitting down for this one, anti-vaxxers, because I hate to be the one to break this to you. In case you missed it this past week, Sean Hannity has gone over to the dark side.
Just like we've been saying, please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more death. Research like crazy. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and you and your doctor make a very important decision for your own safety. Take it seriously. You also have a right to medical privacy. Doctor-patient confidentiality is also important. And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
Now, this is interesting, and you be the judge. Is Tucker Carlson here taking a shot at Hannity?
But there are a lot of those people giving you medical advice on television, and you should ignore them. The advice they're giving you isn't designed to help, it's designed to make you comply. And you shouldn't comply mindlessly. You're an American adult. You are allowed to ask simple questions and then demand clear answers. That's why we live here. That's your birthright.
There are some who are saying it's really Carlson confessing his own sins because when it comes to COVID-19, Tucker Carlson has shown up with fairy tales instead of facts.
Angry Biden voters will snort at you in judgment. How could you? They're saying from behind the gauze. How could you? That's the question we should be asking of them in return. The rest of us should be snorting at them first. They're the aggressors. It's our job to brush them back and restore the society we were born in. So the next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable. Every American who wants the vaccine can get the vaccine. And that means that at this point, there is no scientific justification for any mask mandate anywhere. It's that simple. If the vaccine is effective, there is no reason for people who have received the vaccine to wear masks or avoid physical contact. So maybe it doesn't work and they're simply not telling you that.
I was in Austin a few days ago, and I'm walking outside without a mask on, and people are staring at me like I'm the crazy one for not having a mask on. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you're walking outside with a mask on, I should be looking at you, and I do look at you like I would look at a grown man hugging a teddy bear and having a pacifier in his mouth while he's walking down the street.
I agree with you completely. I would even actually up the analogy and say a vaccinated person, someone with antibodies wearing a mask outside is is like watching a grown man expose himself in public. That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't do that here.
And Tucker can't even be a stand-up guy for his lives, too. If he gets too hot for him, he looks at you with his puppy dog eyes and claims, "I'm only asking questions. That's all." Now, unless you somehow manage to watch Tucker live, it'll be tough to find his rants about the coronavirus on platforms like YouTube, for example, because mysteriously, those parts of Tucker's show aren't posted by Fox News. When you look at all this, this is not about politics. This is not a game. This is not a call for a host to say what they think they have to so they get the most viewers or listeners. We're talking here about life and death, with a simple choice that can make a big difference. Posting a laughing emoji just makes you look like a fool. Like I said a few moments ago, I always want to present reality and truth to you for education and appreciation, I guess you'd say. Well, it doesn't get any more real than this. Here are the words of COVID long hauler, Angel Garmalker. Oh, a long hauler. That's someone, we talked about this a few weeks ago too. A long hauler is someone who contracted COVID-19 and had the virus leave behind. Well, on average, COVID long haulers are dealing with at least 4 neurological symptoms.
I firmly believed that as healthy as I was, you know, I wouldn't get it. It wouldn't affect me. I even told my wife it wouldn't be that serious if I got it. The last time on the way to the ICU, my wife was watching mile markers and where we were at from Wichita to Kansas City, because she didn't think I'd make it all the way this time. She was waiting to see where she'd have to call for help. It took an inordinate amount of labor and man hours and doctors and nurses to keep me alive and get me back, even up till now. You know, it scares me if enough people show up that need as much care as I needed to stay alive, if there will be enough services to keep them there or for people to recover. COVID didn't care what I believed, you know, it was there and it was waiting. I gave lip service to being careful, and I could have been more careful. And I wish I would have been.